Although the clock on the wall says it isn't quite half past, the clock, other clocks in the room say it is. So, as everybody seems to be here, I suggest that we start. Welcome to this meeting of the Planning Committee. My name is Gareth Jones, and I'm the Deputy Chair of the Planning Committee. But the chairman is not available tonight, so I will be chairing in his stead. One or two points before we start. If anybody's got a mobile, can they make sure that it's put in silent mode? And also, can I ask anybody, members of the public here present, to refrain from commenting on any issue from the public gallery? There is no fire alarm planned for this evening, but in the event of an emergency, please evacuate by the nearest exit and staff will assist with that. On my right, I've got officers from the planning department who will present each application as it comes up on the agenda. And members, and on my left, I've got officers from the legal department. Officers of the planning department will present each application separately as it appears on the agenda. Members of the public who have indicated a desire to speak will be given 3 minutes at the table provided there. And you'll be told when you have a minute left in order to sum up. Ward members have got 5 minutes to speak. This meeting has been recorded and will be published on the council's website. Remind members that you may only deal with the planning application before you in accordance with National Planning Policy Framework and the new local plan, and any local relevant planning matters. And members of the committee are reminded that they do not enjoy any immunity in respect of their comments. We can now move on to the agenda. So the first one is minutes.
Non-submitted, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Apologies.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Apologies from Councillor Cross, who is substituted tonight by Councillor Trowbridge, Councillor McEwen, who is substituted by Councillor Kenny, and Councillor Privacy, who is substituted by Councillor Cross.
Thank you. Any declarations?
I declare an interest in the second application. Just to say that my partner does have one of the garages that we are discussing tonight, but I don't. So obviously I will remain as a voting member, if that's okay.
Thank you. There's no delegated applications.
To be called on the website, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Right, we go to the planning applications. We turn to page 3 and begin with application 20/32885/FUL, Pear Tree Farm, Cotwalton Road, Cotwalton. Who's presenting this? You, John?
Mrs.
Clowes
will speak.
Mrs. Clowes, you would like to come to the table?
Oh, it's me that goes
first. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, we just hear from the planning officer first, but it's then we'll give you the nod.
It's my experience.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. This is an application to convert 3 mercantile agricultural buildings into 4 dwellings. The site is located at Cotwalton and is within the North Staffordshire Greenbelt. The main building for conversion extends along Cotwalton Road and is proposed to be converted into 2 units, one with 2 bedrooms and the other with 3 bedrooms. The other 2 buildings are single storey, detached buildings, both to be converted into 1 bedroom units. Each unit will have access to its own private garden, parking spaces, and each garden is in excess of 90 square metres. The scheme also provides adequate parking space. The existing farmhouse will also retain a large private garden and its own parking spaces. So the plan in front of you on the screens is the Red Edge plan. We've got three buildings. The largest building is, the linear building just within the Red Edge, the largest of the three buildings, which is to can be converted into two units. There's also two single storey buildings within the Red Edge, each to be converted into single units. The farmhouse itself is just south of where you can see the Red Edge Pear Tree Farm, just outside what's shown as the Red Edge. Got an aerial view. Again, you can see the buildings within the Red Edge, Pear Tree Farm just to the south, and to the other side of Cotwalton Road, you'll see we've got Cotwalton Farm, a large dairy farm. Got a number of photographs which show images across the site. So I'll go through each one. So image number one is looking towards the rear of building B. You can just about see on that photograph the rooftops of a barn building. The farmhouse is the white building to the left. Image two is a photograph looking along Cotwalton Road in a southwesterly direction. You can just about see along that photograph the edge of one of the barns on the left hand side of the road. Image three shows the northwest elevation of the main building, which sits alongside Cotwalton Road, which is proposed to be converted into two units. You can see from this photograph that there were originally a number of openings along this elevation which have been bricked up over the years. Image four, this photograph shows the access into Pear Tree Farm looking towards the farmhouse. The farmhouse is the white building, you can see it. Image 5 is a photograph showing the south elevation of that main building which sits alongside the roadside, which is denoted in the report as Building A. Image 6 shows the front of one of the smaller buildings, the single storey buildings, which is proposed to be converted into a single unit of accommodation. Image 7, this photograph shows the access into the farmyard. So you can see the farmhouse to the right, and building B, which we've just seen on the previous photograph, is sort of straight ahead as you look towards the photograph. The edge of building A is on the left of the picture. Image 8, this photograph shows the access and shows building C, the smallest of the buildings to the right, which again is proposed to be a single unit of accommodation. So we've got four plans in total which essentially show us existing floor plans and existing elevations of each of the three buildings in question. So you can see within the Red Edge plan, we've got three buildings in there, which are, you probably can't see, but marked as buildings A, B and C. So the first plan shows the layout of the largest building unit, the planet, barn A. It would be converted into two units, which extends across two storeys. This plan also shows the layout of Unit B, which will be a single storey one bed unit. That's shown at the bottom of the plan. Plan 2 shows the existing floor plans for the large barn, Building A, and the existing floor plans and elevations for Building B. Plan number 3 shows the proposed elevations for Barn A and the existing floor plans and elevations for Barn C. So we can see that's the largest of the buildings are within the red edge, is the main barn shown there, and also elevations for the smaller one bed unit Barn C. Plan 4 shows the existing elevations for the large two-storey barn, Barn A, and the existing floor plans and elevations for Barn C. No extensions are proposed to the barns, and the proposed alterations utilise existing openings and have been designed to be sympathetic to the existing character of the barns. The barns are situated within the green belt, however, the buildings are of a permanent and substantial construction. No extensions are proposed, therefore the proposal is in accordance with the MPPF. Concern has been raised that allowing residential accommodation close to the neighbouring Cotwalton Farm, which is an active dairy farm, may result in complaints from future occupants. Environmental Health have not raised any objections, stating that although typical farmyard odours are likely to be present, they are unlikely to result in a statutory nuisance. A noise report, however, has been requested for units 2 and 3, which is the large building along the roadside, which have been requested by a condition, and that report is due to the close proximity to the farm. Concerns have also been raised about the safety of the existing access and parking provision. The Highway Authority have commented on the application and they're satisfied that the means of access, levels of visibility are acceptable, and the number of parking spaces provided exceeds the policy requirements. No issues have been raised in relation to residential amenity or biodiversity. The proposal overall is considered to be acceptable, and the recommendation is to approve subject to conditions as set out in the agenda.
Yes, there's only one public speaker, so this is closed, isn't it?
This is closed. Are you speaking for the application?
Yes.
Would you like to come to the table? Start when you're ready.
Good evening. First, I would like to thank the officers who, in following the planning policy, are recommending approving this application. In 1980, he purchased Pear Tree Farm, the house barns and two small paddocks. The farmer had sold all the land to Bolton's Nursery of Modishaw. We are not farmers. Bolton's used the land for horticultural purposes in 1995. They decided to convert the land into a farm for sheep and beef cattle. They renovated the pair of derelict cottages and in 1999 sold the farm to the present occupants, dairy farmers. They named the farm Cotwalton Farm. My answers to questions raised. Access to Manor Farm. The roads department are happy with the access. There is plenty of room along the track to Manor Farm to extend the parking to barn number 4. There is space in the yard to park the other cars. Noise and smell. We only hear the noise when we are in the yard. We hear all the traffic in the lane, including tractors. The cows are kept in sheds on the other side of the farm, creating little smell or noise. Water. All the water in Cotwalton is from boreholes from underground. During the summer, Bolton's used water sprinklers to water their plants in the field. We have never run out of water. There's obviously plenty of it. Increase in traffic. Since the riding school further along the lane at Newfields Farm opened last year, there has been an increase in traffic. got Walton Farm already sell eggs and are now selling organic milk to the public from a self-service milk dispenser in the yard adjacent to the entrance. Once this becomes established, it will in itself create much more traffic. Planning applications already allowed on farms in Cot Walton. In 1970 and 1980s, one detached bungalow and two detached houses.
You've 1 minute left.
Thank you. In the past 20 years, 9 barn conversions, of 4 of which were at Home Farm, 2 original brick barns, 1 big open hay barn, and a cow shed constructed of concrete block walls and asbestos sheeting. Our barns are original brick, built with tiled roofs, and after conversion externally would have changed very little. We applied for planning in August 2020. It is now February 2022. Home Farm had their 4th barn conversion validated on the 17th of September 2020. And allowed on the 30th of June 2021. I don't know why ours has taken so long. I know our neighbours at Cot Walton Farm are worried that people will complain when they occupy the barns. There's no reason to complain because I would imagine most people know exactly what they're buying into before they buy a barn in the countryside opposite a working dairy farm.
Can you bring it to an end?
Yes. We've lived here longer than all those who have their barns converted. We are the only farm never to have applied for planning permission in the 41 years we have lived there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have nobody.
There's no other speaker, sir.
The board member.
Mr. Chairman, may I request that any decision on this planning application be deferred until after the committee has had the opportunity to conduct a site visit, after which I believe that my grave concerns might be better understood, for example, the area allocated for car parking, traffic issues, and the potential and ongoing detrimental effects on neighbouring properties post-development. Do you wish to make a decision now, or shall I continue?
Yeah, it's got to continue, right? It's debate before any decision.
We need to continue.
Okay, firstly I would like to put on record my appreciation and thanks to Emma Carrington, the case officer, for the professionalism demonstrated in the production of her report advocating acceptance of this planning application. However, and there is always a however, I disagree with the recommendation. I have growing concerns the effect this development will have not only to the neighbouring properties but on the area as a whole, given its rural nature and its location within the Green Belt. I have to admit that I was hard-pressed to identify relevant material considerations to bring to your attention and for you to deliberate. But I did, and you will note that I called this application in to allow the committee to deliberate on the exit entry onto the lane from and to this proposed development, and to ask the committee to be mindful of the potential harassment to the working farm opposite, Cot Walton Farm, with complaints of noise, disruption, etc., from the new residents. I now believe more strongly that this development will have far-reaching issues with respect to traffic, parking on site, and the detrimental effects on neighbouring properties. I believe that a site visit will enable the committee to fully understand and bear out my concerns. Addressing just 3 material considerations will demonstrate the adverse effects this development will have on the committee and the area at large. Firstly, the layout is what it is. No extensions, no increase to the footprint is permitted. This is an overdevelopment on a grand scale. The massing I feel is inappropriate and would venture that buildings 2 and 3 should form a single habitat and not a 2 semi-detached dwellings. Secondly, turning to the impact this development will have on the surrounding area. I have seen no artist impressions, only 2D line drawings. Is it the intention to demolish and rebuild? And if so, will the materials used be the same or similar as they are today? And would this change, the character and amenity of the area? Are roof heights to remain at their present level and not raised? Thirdly, the layout and scale of the parking areas allocated to these buildings is of concern. I consider the area allocated to buildings 1, 2 and 3, those in front of the farmhouse, to be inadequate. If all three had two cars apiece, there would be insufficient room to manoeuvre, turn round or reverse. And where would they reverse? Either onto the lane leading to Manor Farm or onto Cotwalton Road itself into the oncoming traffic. An accident, I suggest, waiting to happen. Can I now share some photographs and can I come up to the...
Yeah, you can come up to it.
Right, this is Cotwalton Road. Right,
can I just say, Councillor, that you've got 1.5 minutes left.
Right, okay. In that case, can we go through the next one then, please? That shows the entrance which you've seen. Next one. That's the lane going up to Manor Farm. Next one. This is the road leading down. Just shows you the width of the road. And can I see the next one, please? And that, all right, that's going there. It's a narrow road. As I took this photograph, put my camera down, and coming up the road here was a tanker, which means I had to go back, reverse all the way back. And this is what's going to happen to people if they are living in those areas. I note that a desktop assessment has been made. See the report by Argyle Environmental with regard to land contamination, but no ground samples have been taken and analysed. What has been covered up in the pit situated just to the right there? Were any hazardous materials dumped there, asbestos or any other toxic materials? And I am concerned as to the nature of the materials removed from site under the cover of darkness on or around the 5th of February this year. Was this asbestos? Pressing on. Complaints are a fact of life, but I notice that these have increased over the past three decades, product no doubt of the increasing intolerance evident in the human race. Complaints about mud on the road, dirt on the Range Rover, on the Savile Road chinos, on dismounting, and muck on their Gucci shoes. Then about the surroundings.
Your time is up, Councillor.
You want me to continue?
Or just to bring it to an end.
Okay. If I can just go then to, it's for these reasons and those mentioned before that I advocate a refusal for this application. However, should the committee deem to approve this application, I would ask them to make very clear to the applicant that conditions as listed in the report are rigorously adhered to and that any infringements will be dealt swiftly by the environmental team. I would ask that three additional conditions be added, that the glass in the windows facing Cotwalton Road be on non-outward opening, see the report from the Highways Agency, and glazed with opaque glass, as I believe has been agreed by the applicant, but not written into the proposal. This is to provide privacy for both residents and neighbours. Secondly, that the pit be excavated and ground samples taken for analysis to establish whether any hazardous materials have been buried on site, and if so, remedial action taken to render the site safely. And finally, that a guide to rural living be suitably drafted and issued to every resident and or tenant intending to inhabit this development. This borough council has a duty to its residents to ensure that any development is in keeping with the priorities to diffuse anxiety, to look after their well-being,
okay,
and
can
to
we
ensure
stop
stress
there?
Does not
can
add
it?
To the detriment.
I'll stop you there, Councillor. You're encroaching on beyond time.
Thank you.
Do you want me to address a couple of those points?
I think you need to address all of the points that were made.
Okay, so I think there were a number of points there that you made, if I could just perhaps clarify. So this is an application to convert buildings. It's not any, there's no rebuilding. You mentioned about roof heights being altered. There will be no alteration to the roof height because the buildings are not being rebuilt, they're being converted. Parking was another issue that you've raised, stating that the manoeuvrability and spaces are unacceptable. The Highway Authority have assessed this application and they are happy that the access, the visibility and the parking is acceptable. They've raised no objections to the application. Contaminated land. We've received a report which has been assessed by our environmental health team and there are no objections in relation to contaminated land. I think they were the main points.
Okay, thank you. I open it up to the committee. Councillor Hood.
Thank you. I haven't seen a pair of Gucci shoes, by the way. Must be my fortune.
No, Gucci shoes.
Highways have no objection to this. And I was thinking about when I take my grandson to Beavers in Stone, up the common lane, and it's not even as wide as that. And I exercise common sense, because I know that the odds are that there's going to be a vehicle coming down the lane. And I believe that's what everyone does now in the modern day. Using roads like these, we are fully aware that there are going to be sometimes large vehicles, sometimes smaller vehicles, and we exercise caution. I applaud the officer's report in that she points out a number of the National Planning Policy Framework reasons that it should be built. And having looked at the pictures...
We're talking conversion.
Yep, conversion. Sorry, didn't mean to use the word built. Having seen the pictures of this beautiful setting, what better way to utilise these redundant buildings than to convert them? And I also am delighted to see that there's going to be a one-bedroom property, which will give somebody the chance to... Sorry?
It'll
one-bedroom. I beg your pardon. I'm delighted about that, because that gives somebody the chance to afford a home. So I can only support this application. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Councillor Edgeler?
Just one question, Chairman, thank you. Are there any, this road here, or this photograph, are there any passing places on that stretch of road anywhere?
Yes, quite a lot.
The only parking are in the entrances to the farms, to the fields, rather.
I've got a contradiction in answers there, I'm sorry. Are there any passing places?
Yes.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, there are loads of passing places.
Where it goes wider.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
In fact, I think you might be able to see on one of the photographs from the stand as well. There's a bit, perhaps it's not on the photo. There's a bit there, coming out and tracking.
Thank you.
Councillor Cooper.
Well, Councillor. This makes the mention of this pit, which I find slightly concerning. Can somebody locate where it is on the plan there, for instance, around in relation to the red line?
Am I allowed to say something?
Not yet, I don't think.
Can you point out?
I'm not sure where, I don't know whether this is that you're talking about, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I mean, the ward members should really come up with that and check with the new person.
Councillor Hood.
Thank you. Do you want to just check with the applicant? Councillor James, you should really address the chairman before you come and point things out to the rest of the meeting.
I did ask the chairman before.
Does the applicant agree with that location?
The pit, when we first moved there 41 years ago, it was a big open, I suppose, originally for clay, a very big pit. And we wanted it, it affected our land and the farm on the other side, and we wanted it filled in, and actually the council came and they filled it in for us with road sweepings, and it's a long time ago, there must be records, and then the field was levelled, so the council actually, and they put fencing up for us, so
thank
it was
you.
Council vehicles that filled it.
Yeah, I mean, if the contents were of concern, so road sweepings, I would suggest, because I have known developments where there have been pits, and it's been pretty horrendous what we found in there.
Okay.
And if I'm back, the point I was going to make is that the environmental haven't examined it, taken samples from within the structure, then I would be more concerned, but we're happy to take
what the applicant is saying is the history on the pit.
Yeah, thank you. Councillor Trowbridge?
Would you mind putting image 4? I think it's image 4 back, please.
What?
Yes. Oh, it's on. Sorry. The little bit you can see to the right now, is that the other building? Is that the other...
Yeah, that's the one
where there's concerns about the noise level
A noise report has been requested by Environmental Health, but that's just in relation to the long barn that sits on the roadside, which is the one you can just see where the car's parked in front of.
Is
the smaller one set further back from the road.
Oh, okay, so it's the long, it's the long one on image 5.
That one.
Yeah. It's that side.
Yeah.
Is there a way to condition so that you have the noise insulation?
Well, Environmental Health have asked for a noise report which we've conditioned, so I guess they will look at whether appropriate noise mitigation measures are being taken
to protect
those properties.
That condition will require that.
It will, yes. It will require appropriate noise mitigation.
Could you put image 5 up as well, please? Sorry. How beautiful is that? Yeah. I'd like to live there. I personally think that's perfect for a barn conversion, and I have to agree with Councillor Hood that it looks to me like it's a very nice spot to turn into a lovely home for somebody. Yeah.
Councillor Phillips? Sorry, Cam.
I'd like to put this through to accept it.
I second that.
Councillor Phillips?
Could you just put image 7 up for me, please?
Two sets of images,
that's the one that I was looking for. So the white house is currently occupied.
It's the farmhouse, yeah.
And opposite are the buildings that we convert the due for conversion, is that correct?
Yeah, so you can see the building at the front of the picture is one of the buildings to be converted, and then looking straight down sort of the yard area in the distance you can see another one of the buildings.
So where is the parking for this property in relation to the set of parking?
Alongside the road.
I'm just getting it up on my computer so I can see it a bit better.
I think you can see on the plan we've got sort of cars annotated in some of the spaces. You can see sort of 5 cars towards the top end of the site. There's also a couple of parking spaces further down. There's a total of 10 for the four properties.
So sorry, forgive me, Chairman, through you. So where is the parking for the cottage itself? Is it separate on a separate piece of land to this? Is it not a shared entrance?
Do you mean for the actual farmhouse?
That's right.
Yeah. I think you can see within the blue edge, we've got the red edge with the barn shape, the blue edge, you can see the
sorry, because I can't quite hear what you're saying. I apologise.
There's 2 parking spaces shown within the blue edge where the farmhouse is located, which will serve the farm.
And how many, through you, Chairman, so how many occupants is that? It is two car parking spaces plenty for that particular property?
Yeah, the Highway Authority have assessed the parking provision and they are happy that what's being provided is acceptable for the entire site, which includes the existing farmhouse.
And through to you, Chairman, so it's not, is it shared access?
Well, the access
I can't see very well, I apologise.
Yeah, the existing access which we've seen on some of the photographs
that
into
is,
the site, so that is the access into
that
the
is
site.
The site. That's the access to the site.
For both of them.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Jones?
Just a couple of quickies. On and off over my 10 years on the council, I've been on the planning committee for 7. And I can only ever remember the highways department ever objecting to anything, so I'm always happy about highways departments not objecting. However, what my question was, and more important for the applicants, is there any special reason why it's taken so long to get to this point?
Unfortunately, it's been with 3 case officers. We've had 2 case officers leave the authority, so it's just been unfortunate. It's taken a length of time through swapping from one case officer to the next.
Right, thank you, Jim.
Okay, we have a proposal.
Yep. Proposal by Councillor Trowbridge, seconded by Councillor Angela, for permit.
Those in favour of approval?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Against? Application is approved.
Councillor Kemp indicated he wanted to have a quick chat with Councillor Phillips about an issue to have a look at. This would be around 7 minutes for the instructions for the board council.
Yes, she can. We just adjourned for a very short time for there to be a consultation.
I'm sure I'm going to have